respond to it a little bit about what he is as a player and how he's improved this year?
He's a student of the game. We talk about guys that truly take the time out to self-scout and learn from their mistakes. He's one of those guys. And leadership, you know, you can't fabricate that. And he's one of those guys that helps us out in our role.
Washington has a pretty good offensive line. What do you see when you see them on the tape?
Man, they're very, very fluid and well-coached outfit. And so we got our work cut out, and it's been like that for the last few weeks. And so great opportunity for our guys and a great challenge. And our guys got to see it that way, and they're looking forward to it.
Jake Browning's one of the better quarterbacks in this country when under pressure. Have you seen that in the film as well?
Well, he's poised and has composure. He has a good handle of the offense, and that's what you need from a good quarterback.
Washington's been playing well from year to year for a while now, but what is different about them last year when you're looking at their tape versus now when you're looking at their tape?
I don't know if there's any difference. I think they're more seasoned. Coach Peterson does a heck of a job of putting on their players, and you know, those are the things that we're striving to be as a program, and this is a great opportunity for us.
Just late in the season, what could you say about the value of having an extra guy back, like a Jonah Moy, after several guys have played snap after snap entire games? They've got to be gassed, especially this late in the season.
Well, I think we're right where we need to be. Everybody's staying healthy now, making a push November. It's the month of November, and you'll be remembered in November. So it's great to have the bodies back, and so good work day today for us, and sure, we're excited.
Joe, do you get a sense from the defensive players that were on the team last year that they're really motivated to atone for what happened against Washington?
You know, those things happen when you're not prepared, and, you know, that's in the past. It's not going to dictate what we're going to be doing this week, but they also know the challenge and the responsibility of understanding exactly what we need from them as far as executing our game plan, but executed with a consistency. And those are the things that we're going to look forward to this weekend.
Came from a place where this Washington game was always circled on the calendar, and now come to another place where it's usually circled as well. Do you get that sense around this place that it's a similar?
It's almost like the Northwest Bermuda Triangle, you know, and that's, you know, unfortunately for us in the other place, you know, we always feel like we're playing catch-up. Our offense, our defense is never on the field when things are going on. So, you know, this year and moving forward, we've got a clean slate, and we're excited to, again, put our guys in a position to win, and that's just what we got to be doing and looking forward to as a staff.
Jordan and Austin playing a lot at the D-tackle position, rotating in as freshmen. How much have they progressed? I mean, what's the next step for those two guys in their development?
Monumental. Guys, man, you can't undervalue the game reps, and those guys are gaining experience each week, and those are the things that are going to pay dividends. It's already right now they're in the middle of everything that we're doing, and so kudos to them. You know, those guys, they fight, they battle, but they're also young, you know, and they also understand that in order for them to grow, they got to continue to find ways to improve, and I just got to continue to coach and demand more of them and help them in that regard.
Do what your line is doing and the progress you made, and really not have a whole lot of contribution from Scott, not his fault because of injuries. How impressed are you with what you guys are able to pull off?
You know, you're recruiting guys that love the game, and that's why you do that, because at some point there are going to be things dealt to you that you didn't plan on, and you know, again, you know, Scott's going to try to contribute in other ways, but you know, for the young guys and for the guys right now as a whole, Jalen and those guys, it's a good mixture of old and young. The big thing that we talked about is Levitt and his defensive staff is we got to find guys that are tough and they love the game. You love the game when things are going well. When things are not going so well, you know, a lot of the times guys just step back. These guys hadn't wavered one bit. And so those are things we're excited about as we progress into the latter part of this season, just to really maximize our opportunity and put these guys in a position where they compete. But when you compete with passion and heart, we want to turn this thing right around.
So during that three-game losing streak, that was the first time a lot of your freshmen had experienced that kind of, you know, setback in their college career. How did Austin and Jordan handle that?
You know, everybody internalized it differently, and those guys are coming from great high school programs, you know, modern day and whatnot. So, you know, the experiences of the growing pains, those are the things that we talked about moving into the season that is going to hit us. We just got to stay the course and continue to put our guys in a position to where they can continue to compete. And again, at some point, those guys got to reflect the passion for the game, because not everything's going to be lined up to our liking. But, you know, to for them at this point of the season, and we're talking about these guys continue to, the arrows continue to grow and point upwards, we want to make sure that we recognize those things, but also they're the guys that are most critical of themselves, and that's where we're gaining ground in.